Hey, leaders and visionaries. Welcome to the Untamed Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Bree Johnson. I'm thrilled to be your guide as we dig into conscious leadership and personal growth. Our mission is simple: help you reconnect with your authentic self, untamed from who others taught you to be, and unleash the leader within. So whether you're a leader looking to deepen your impact or an individual yearning for greater fulfillment and joy, the Untamed Mind is your mentor on the path to becoming your true self. Hello, and welcome to the Untamed Mind. I am your host, Bree Johnson, and I'm here to talk about something today that's coming up in a lot of my relationships, both client relationships as well as personal relationships. And I think it's this time of year where it's the early part of May. Several months have transpired. We are perhaps from a corporate or work setting a bit removed from some of those early year goals and strategic plans that might have been designed. And in personal life, our New Year's resolutions have long since faded into the past, or maybe we've set some new goals. And what I'm recognizing as a theme is how there's some dissatisfaction coming up for folks related to the goals, related to not making or meeting the goals, not having the results that they desire. But there's not as much of a willingness to look at where either the person's commitment or consistency isn't really matching those goals. And that's what's leading to those results and kind of that feeling of being unhappy with the results. And the reason I bring this up is because I really think it's quite universal. And I think what is a very common way that people handle not meeting goals is that their inner critic flares up and it sounds like shame or guilt or whatever is coming up. When in fact, I just think it is so important to really calibrate the desired goal with your level of commitment. And so here's what I mean. So in work, I'll talk about two different situations. The first of which is in a work setting where this group of leaders has made a very bold commitment to an outcome, and they have all coalesced around this goal. And I think for them, their biggest opportunity is really more than anything to recognize how much they are consistently demonstrating with every single action that they undertake, that they are committed to this goal. They're both the big tasks and the little tasks, the things that they're doing are all in service of this very big goal. And I really feel like at least in my working experience with this team and this group, that they have never been so committed to a goal. And the coolest thing for me as a witness to this is how their results are all showing. They're not lingering any longer in sort of the uncertainty or the one step forward, two steps back. They are just taking very intentional action forward. They're very committed. They all know where they're going. They're all heading in the same direction. They're all pulling the same way. And their results show. The results are outstanding. And it's a really cool thing when your commitment and your consistency matches sort of the expansive growth goal that you or your organization has. The second example is an opportunity for what I call just recalibration. And what I mean by that is, like, if your tire's out of alignment, you go and you get it realigned, right? You kind of do a little tune-up. You don't come at it and like throw the tire out the window and say, everything's bad about this. It's, you know, we gotta, or even get a new car just because you need an alignment. You just do a little bit of a check-in with it, a little bit of maintenance. And I think in the second situation, that's what's so important, because there's a second sort of case study that I'm seeing in some people where they have an expectation, and I'll anonymize the actual experience a little bit here, but they are desiring a really transformative result after a pretty short period of time. Say, I think it's like been 4, 5, 6 weeks. So they desire this amazing result, and the time has only been 4 to 6 weeks. And when they had the opportunity for a check-in on that goal, what happened was they were really unhappy with the progress towards that goal. And I think what often happens did happen in this case, which is that then looked like shame, guilt, this isn't working for me. Maybe I shouldn't even have this goal. Why am I even doing this? Why am I putting in the work? Which doesn't feel very good on the inside if and when that's the reaction, although I think it's a very human reaction to have, that you really want to almost tear yourself down in that moment when you haven't met that goal. And I think the reframe that I'm offering here is instead look at your level of commitment and your consistency in seeking to achieve that goal. And you're going to have to calibrate the results. You can't, you know, a person, you know, taking it to the wellness space, I don't think it's healthy to desire to feel completely transformed well in everything you do after only 4 weeks of a pretty, you know, haphazard commitment to that goal. If that looks like, you know, maybe I journaled a couple times, maybe I regulated my nervous system twice when I felt kind of crummy, but I really didn't follow through with it. I didn't stay engaged in a program or a practice that I had said I really wanted to do as a way to measure my wellness at the end of that time period. I think that's shortchanging yourself. You didn't make the full commitment to the goal, and your consistency doesn't match this massive transformation that you desire. And I just think that's where it's unfortunate, because you're often, the mind then wants to tell you, let's throw the baby out with the bathwater, if you will. This practice isn't working. None of this works. This isn't for me. I'm not feeling anything. I haven't changed. I haven't seen the physical results or the emotional results that I desire. Without any accountability, looking back, did I actually hold myself to what I know was needed to achieve that transformation? Did I stay engaged, or did I allow myself to cue quit and change any, you know, maybe health or emotional well-being goals to a when it works for me, I'll fit it in? That's not going to achieve transformative results. And the thing that I'm really coupling this with is, you know, when it comes to my work and when I'm in workplaces and I'm leading either programs or I'm working with a group of high achieving leaders, you know, it becomes very clear to me when people have a measure of commitment and demonstrate that commitment through their consistency, it shows up in the results. It shows up in the people and how well they feel. It shows up in profits and revenue. It shows up in how leaders are able to handle stress and just keep moving through it because they know that the stress is temporary. And in organizations and cultures that have this willingness to throw things away when it hasn't worked without really creating spaces where there can be that accountability on, like, how did you show up? How did you perform? What maybe could you have taken more radical accountability for in terms of your contributions, your commitment, your consistency to achieving this goal? When that's not present, what often happens is these cultures turn into pointing the finger, right? Looking outside of self to say, it's not me, it's them. You know, maybe I had a goal for myself, but it didn't work for me, and so I'm just not going to do this anymore. And it really is such a cop-out, and I think it's just a really unfortunate thing. And more than anything, I think regardless of what that goal is, if you have not been committed to with any amount of consistency to goals that you have for yourself, in your work, in your physical health, your emotional health, you may need to recalibrate that goal for yourself. Maybe that's not the right goal. Maybe, you know, moderation, or maybe it looks like only meditating once per week, and really your goal then shifts and adjusts to the level of consistency that you're really, really willing to bring to the table, rather than looking for external things to say, this isn't working for me. So this is my little pep talk, if you will. I am really seeing this come to fruition in several areas. And I think there are beautiful examples of how when that commitment and consistency are in line with the size and the growth level of that goal, amazing things can happen. Absolutely amazing, transformative, wildest dream sort of situation can happen both at work and in personal life. And yet there's this other side of the coin where there are some folks whose level of consistency, their commitment just isn't matching the big goal that they have. And that's just such an opportunity for reflection. Why am I allowing myself off the hook here to get in the way of a possible transformation that I could be happening? Maybe I don't feel worthy. Maybe I don't feel, I use the excuse of time. I don't have time. Maybe, I have some agreements from childhood that are getting in the way. There's all sorts of whys. But I really encourage you, if you feel yourself in that second camp and you have some radical honesty around it, of doing one of two things. Recalibrate your goal. Maybe the goal was too big. Maybe you need to make more bite-sized approaches. Maybe you're just not ready for that transformative commitment. But then don't have a transformative goal, right? If you're not going to put in the commitment, if you're not going to have the consistency to get there, then don't let yourself down. Make a different goal. Make it work for you. And move on, I guess is my little takeaway here. So anyway, if you hear me, I feel pretty, fired up about this. And I think in part because I see myself in the bold commitments that I'm making and some of the consistent steps that I'm taking are generating results. And I can also see other areas of my life where I have goals, but I'm not showing up as consistently as I can. And so I'm in this season too of thinking about, especially with spring, what are those seeds that I've planted? What are those goals that I have? And am I tending to my garden in the way that I need to get the harvest that I desire, whether that's more client work, more connections, amazing guests on the podcast. I have so many goals and I'm really thinking through all of this and evaluating my own commitment and consistency to those goals because that recalibration is such an important part. I hope that something resonated with you here. I hope that you can take this away. And if you feel any of it was coming at you with tough love, just take it as that. It is tough love and know that I apply it to myself in equal measure as I offer it as a reflection for you. I hope you have a wonderful day and thank you so much for listening to The Untamed Mind. Thank you for joining us on the Untamed Mind podcast. I'm your host, Bree Johnson. Remember, the journey to becoming more authentically you looks like a steadfast commitment to your values and to untaming your mind. Stay tuned for inspiring conversations, practical tips, and a roadmap to a more balanced and joyful life. Until then, keep on thriving.